This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, and I mean everybody, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road truck drivers, our 18-wheeler drivers out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and Company, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you can get it delivered to your mailbox. And, of course, as always, Thomas and our suicide jockeys getting the gas and the diesel delivered to the gas station so you can put it in your vehicle. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social as at Captain's America. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Very easy, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, also chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as host of Military Matters. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Great to be with you here on the last day of May and the day after Memorial Day.
Yes, sir. Quite a day yesterday. We'll get into that a little bit in a minute. Are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
I'm ready, Captain.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To
the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation.
One nation.
Under God.
Under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty.
Liberty.
And justice.
And justice.
For all.
For all.
And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Colonel, I have not had a chance to say anything to you about this, and this is kind of cold turkey, but I want you to hear what President Biden said at the Naval Academy at a commencement address last week. Listen to this.
Hello, Naval Academy. Hello. Before I begin my speech, a thought crossed my mind. As I was told, the class of 72 is here. I was appointed to the Academy in 1965 by a senator who I was running against in 1972. Never planned it that way. I wasn't old enough to be sworn in. I was only 29 years old when I was running. He was a fine man. His name was J. Caleb Boggs. I didn't come to the Academy because I wanted to be a football star, and you had a guy named Staubach and Bellino here. So I went to Delaware. But all kidding aside, the best line of the debate was, after it was all over, the announcer, the questioner, who was a good guy but supported my opponent, who was a good man as well, I might add, and he said, Senator Boggs, you have anything else you want to say? And he said, yes, just one thing. And he took the microphone. He said, you know, Joe, if you accepted my appointment to the Academy, He said, you'd still have 1 year and 3 months active duty, and I'd have no problems right now.
What was wrong with what I just played?
Appointed to the Naval Academy.
No way in hell. That's number one.
Stunning.
That's number one. Number two, 29 years of age when in 1965 he was graduating from the University of Delaware at age 22.
Yeah, I think he's talking about he wasn't age 35 yet to make the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's pretty stunning. And I think it's like it was pointed out earlier, this is him speaking off the cuff, which is always dangerous for him. Before he got into his prepared remarks, and don't do that, Joe. It doesn't serve you, and it's, frankly, I'm sorry, it was probably embarrassing. And those Naval Academy graduates out there that were listening to that, they're not stupid. They picked up on that. They probably looked at each other. And if he had the presence of mind, he could have looked out in the audience and seen them looking at each other and saying, what did he say?
Yeah, because, I mean, this is unbelievable.
Yeah. It just adds to the growing stock of things like that where he's not quite of the right mind. And, we're at a time and place in our country and things going on that we need a commander-in-chief and a president who has a full command and control of their faculties, and it's pretty clear that we don't have it. I mean, we're more certain of that than we are about what Vladimir Putin and what his faculties and health situation is, quite honestly.
Yeah, and he has a problem. We just don't know what kind of a problem it is. But anyway, Joe, of course, he did some speaking during Memorial Day, and he said that the nation has an obligation to prepare and equip those we send into harm's way at Arlington. Well, of course we do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the fundamental function. I mean, you're gonna ask people to risk their lives, and ultimately many of them fatal to my sacrifice, which is what Memorial Day is all about. We have an obligation to try to have nobody die.
Yeah.
Out there because they're so well trained, equipped, and able to kill the enemy instead of be killed.
Yep. Well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch and Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere.
Not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, the right after this is my telling you about Moss Nissan, who brings you this segment of the program. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from all over the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the east coast of the United States, the upper Midwest, all the way over to Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right on that one. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, the selection is excellent. They've got great brand-new vehicles, more coming every day. Also, they've got trade-ins. You want to talk about clean trade-ins? You got them there, too. And, of course, your car is worth more than what it used to be, so you might be surprised at what you're going to get to trade it in on another one. Now, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military and veterans, as well as first responders and church pastors, too, all get great care taking care of them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store at 19 and 54 Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming in July, the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida, just off the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50 on the right side about, quarter mile. Now, don't forget the website, MossNissan.com, MossNissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, there you go. Back with the Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. All right, Colonel, sir, we got a little problem here. You're a gun aficionado, myself included, a lot of other people listening to the show as well. Joe Biden now wants to ban the 9mm pistol, because his words, not mine, it's a lot more dangerous than, say, a .22, because you can blow the lungs right out of somebody's body with a 9mm. His words, not mine.
Captain, I've got three handguns that I own. One of them is a 9mm, one's a 38, the other is a 22. It's a 22 revolver. And when I go to the gun range, I fire all three, and I fire them under different circumstances. I'm astounded. You know, what we were talking about in the break is this is willful ignorance, and it always comes to light. And unfortunately, most Americans are willfully or not willfully, but most Americans are probably just simply ignorant. But willfully ignorant people that voice falsehoods about guns and what they are out there. And, you know, fear is one of the things that drives us to make incredibly stupid decisions, like what's gone on in Canada, what may or may not occur now as the bipartisan group in the Senate meets to determine what they're going to do in reaction. It's always in reaction. It's never just, hey, what is the right thing to do
right
on this, like any policy? But the willful ignorance is voiced there on people by people that ought to know better, that should. But I think they choose to prey upon the ignorant by being willfully ignorant and saying stupid things like that, which you and I know to be stupid on its face. But
yep,
unfortunately, the average American does not recognize it for what it is.
And then you got Kamala wants to ban assault rifles, and I'm sitting here trying to figure out what the heck the assault rifle is she's trying to ban. I don't know of any.
I know. I've got about 30 assault rifles in my closet. I'm kidding, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nonsense. That's another word that gets done. When they throw out things that say military-grade weapons or assault weapons or something, and what they're doing is displaying their ignorance. And they ought to know better. They don't know better. But they're not going to listen to be educated because it doesn't serve their purpose, you know, which is to take advantage whenever there's a travesty that goes like this to voice what their political ends are. And that's sad. It's unfortunate. And it takes a lot of energy out of folks like you and me and others to make sure that the truth is known. And we can only hope. It's a battle that will not, that we got to continually fight and not give up on, for sure.
Now, it seems relatively clear right now that the Supreme Court is about to strike down New York's concealed carry law and make it harder for cities and states to restrict concealed carry of firearms.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. And, you know, as part of that, I don't like the fact that the judiciary is put in a position to where they got to do right by the United States Constitution,
mm-hmm,
a defense against one of the other branches of the government, or two of the branches in this case, the executive and the legislative branch. It should not be that way. I'm glad that one of our three branches appears to be taking a track on this, defend against that, but it shouldn't be that way. We'll see how that goes. I wish that all three branches would just do the right thing, would all understand and do their part as they're supposed to in defense of the United States Constitution and all our civil liberties, and not treat the Second Amendment as a second-class civil liberty, because it's not. And, of course, when you start to have people having quasi-serious discussion about, oh, we can solve the problems that we have with gun violence in America, let's just amend the Constitution and throw out the Second Amendment. Stunning. Absolutely stunning.
Let me throw something out at you and then get your reaction. A top U.S. general has suggested there could be a military component if NATO helps Ukraine export grain. Now, we do know they got a lot of grain, some on ships, some in their ports, ready to go to get out there to the world markets. And are they inferring that somehow or another the navies are going to get involved in delivering that, or what's the deal?
That's what I ask. What's the deal? Because so often you don't know whether they're saying that as a feeler to see what the reaction will be, because – and then there's always second and third order questions on that. And then you contrast that with the whole issue about, you know, Biden saying, no, we're not going to provide the rockets that have a range of 100, 150 miles to the Ukraine. And then you wonder, okay, for what purpose is that decision? And you contrast it with this, and you think, where are we going? What is our policy? I mean, Zelensky appears to understand what he wants to do there, I'm puzzled. I don't know what our mid- and long-term strategy is in Europe and in Ukraine. I really don't. And what you just suggested doesn't answer the question. It just begs more questions.
Yeah. Now, I have another statement to make here, because this came from the Russians. And the families of the reluctant Russian troops who were saying, no, I don't want to go to Ukraine. No, I don't want to fight. No, I don't want to this. Those are the courts of conscripts. Apparently are now being held hostage. And the soldiers are being told, say, hey, man, you want your family to get out and be free and walking around the streets again. You better do what we're going to tell you, or else it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's what Islamic nations have routinely done, to force people into giving up their children and things like that. And, of course, they fall through by killing the husbands. But, yeah, I believe that to be true. And you combine that with the stories. Well, that's not the stories. It's the mid-range officers and the lower-ranking officers in the Russian forces in the Russian army that are becoming casualties in huge numbers. And, of course, that has a great impact. And when you're talking about an army that is not, doesn't have a professional NCO force like we have in the United States, it's those low-ranking and mid-ranking officers. They are what drive the train. And when they die in huge numbers and all that,
that's what we're hearing.
That is not a good news story for the Russians.
That's what we're hearing, that they've lost a large number of those lieutenants and captains, if you will.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's because the general said, you got to get out there and lead your men. We got to get this done.
Yeah, they do. And you know, there's probably untold, we don't know what that, some of the desertions or just folks that failed to follow directives and orders and try to do it in a very casual way. There's reports of that and some firsthand reports. So it's occurred, not sure to what extent, but given the failure to this point of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, it's got to be attributed to something, and so it gives credence to everything that we're talking about right now. That's no way to win a war. And on the Ukrainians' behalf, that's a good news story.
But, can you stick around for another segment?
Captain, I'd be happy to.
All right, good. Hang on there. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It is a Tuesday morning, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
To say Americans have a generous heart is an understatement. A fundraiser for the family of Irma and Joe Garcia, a teacher killed in the Uvalde school shooting, and her husband, who died of a heart attack 2 days later, has raised more than $2.7 million. Despite evidence that China's the country of origin of the COVID-19 outbreak and that it may have even covered up its own role in the pandemic, the nation was elected to the World Health Organization's executive board last week. Hurricane Agatha touched down in Mexico's southern coast Monday as heavy storm surges and rains prompted flooding and mudslide warnings. Agatha made landfall about 5 miles west of Puerto Angel as a Category 2 storm with maximum sustained winds of 105 miles an hour. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Okay, Chris, you overdid it, but I'll take it. That's our buddy Chris Markowski. We just talked to him about an hour ago. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. It's a product that I've taken for well over 7 years, and I take it for one simple reason. It works. Now, let me tell you something. If you've got a problem with inflammation or swelling or pain that doesn't seem to go away, maybe you got some arthritis, maybe you got some rheumatism, maybe you got some sort of injury, old football injury or whatnot, knees or ankles or hips or whatever, this is a product that will work for you. And it's all natural, 100% drug-free. Now, it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, and it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It'll lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source. It's also a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. So, $19.95 is all it costs for the 3-week quick start. You get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, because after all you have to lose is pain. All right. Let me go back to Colonel Wright first to begin with, and then we've got another gentleman on the line with us, and we're going to be talking about God's unseen plan, so hang on a minute. Okay, Colonel Wright, are you there, sir?
I am, Captain.
All right, hang on. I'm going to bring Jim Howard into the mix here. Hold on. Okay, this is Jim Howard. Jim Howard is the author. He wrote a book called God's Unseen Plan. The website to check out the book and to check out more about him is godsunseenplan.com. And good morning, Mr. Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
A busy morning, sir. Lots of news in the world we live in, unfortunately, and it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell us The book has a title that I'm assuming has got something to do with religion, but maybe not all to do with religion, right?
Well, I mean, it is. It's about religion. It's about a journey from where I had a tragic event that happened in my life, and I walked away from God at age 16, and then just how I went through life, but he always had the right plan for me, and then eventually I turned my life back over to God, and when I did, my life just kind of exploded.
Now,
so people had... Go ahead.
Were you in the military, too, I think?
I was in the Air Force Reserve, yes, but
okay.
I was also law enforcement. I did 38 years of law enforcement. So.
All right. And I did 30 in the fire department.
Yeah, I'd read that. Yes, I did. Yeah.
Got caught up in the wrong place in 2001.
I saw that also. But thank you for being there and doing what you did.
Oh, boy. What an adventure that was. So I know a lot of people have done things along the line, and it sounds like as if you straightened out. Now, being a law enforcement officer is not an easy thing to do by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
So,
no, it's not, and especially in today's world.
Yeah. So my question to you is, back in the day, now, how long have you not been a law enforcement officer?
I retired in 2008 from the town of Bel Air here in Bel Air, Florida.
Okay.
I retired once. I did 26 years with the Norfolk Police Department in Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay.
And then I retired second time. Out of Bel Air and did 2 years with Port Richey Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
I still teach out at the academy, I go around the country training churches. I mean, that's what I do now.
Yeah, and
how to set up safety.
And I was going to ask you about that because we had these horrendous attacks in some of these churches, and I seem to remember the one in Texas where. A guy went in, I can't remember if he was white, black, what he was, but he went in there and started shooting up the church and wounded some people. And there was a man there with a gun that was security that jumped up and shot this guy. I think he killed him right inside the church. And if it hadn't been for him, it would have been one heck of a mess.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was Jack Wilson. That's the West Freeway Church of Christ shooting that happened in West Freeway, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we kind of talk about being armed inside of a church. You have to kind of look at it both sides. We talk about that one, then we talk about another one that happened in Pennsylvania at a church where a guy flashed his gun and shot an innocent man and killed him. So kind of have to be careful. I'm a strong believer in having weapons inside the church because of what happened at West Freeway Church of Christ. There also needed to be a little bit of training in that because from my personal and professional experience, that was an armed robbery that went bad. So,
well,
you know, that,
you always need training because that's the problem. People think, yep. Well, I've got a gun and I know how to shoot. I can hit what I'm aiming at. Not so fast.
Yeah, I train out. I'm a firearms instructor out at the academy, and we have officers that come from different states and want to be policemen here in Florida, and I'm the lead instructor on that class, and I can tell you how many times that police officers can't even hit what they're shooting at. So, I mean, I see it, so I know that.
Well, I don't want to open a can of worms here, but I do want to say something in recent, in lieu of the recent attacks down on in Texas in Uvalde. They had a police department there that I think had six officers in it. Am I right?
I'm not for sure how many was it. It was a small department.
Well, let's say they had a dozen if they had that many. And they had a SWAT
sure.
team. They had a SWAT team. And they showed the picture
right.
of the SWAT team. And they spent several hundred thousand dollars to buy these fancy vests that they were wearing. And
right.
they had the vests on and all that stuff. And it didn't really work. I mean, they went, I don't even know if they went into school. We still haven't figured out who was in the school, have we, in terms of law enforcement?
I don't know if they have completely figured it out yet.
Because they had
it's still an ongoing investigation.
Yeah, they had a total of 19, but everybody was afraid to go in the door for some reason. And the poor, well, I say poor, he wasn't poor. He was trained to do so. He was one of their tactical people, probably one of their SWAT people. The Customs and Border Patrol guy, I guess he busted the door down, went in there, and the guy popped out of the closet, and that was the end of that.
Right, right.
So let's kind of use that in a church sense. Let's say you get a call and you're training people to go to the church, Sarah, and there's a hostage situation. Are they going to storm something like that and try to take it down right away, or are they just going to assess the situation? I know in the fire department, they used to call us to break the doors down with the battering rams. So I'll stop with that.
Well, the first thing about it is that we don't train people to go into rooms. I mean, you're just asking to get a whole bunch of people killed. I train this all the time. Active shooter, you have to do something. And what we train in churches is to get on the phone, dial 911, barricade yourself as much as possible, because you're going to have a large population of elderly people, so you're not going to be able to run like they talk about. And then the other thing is confront if need to be. But what we try to do is slow it down until law enforcement can get there. I mean, we want to make sure that we keep as many people as we can alive. But, we have to confront. We confront. But I don't want church members to clear rooms. I showed the video from Colleyville, Texas, where a SWAT team forms up and gets ready to go inside the building and have completely missed a door that the bad guy comes out and is standing there with his gun, and they completely missed it. I mean, people don't even kind of know about this, but in the training I show that the best made plans sometimes go south because there's always something that you miss. You think that you can cover everything, but unfortunately what happens, there's just this little nugget that you might have missed. And I'm for sure that when we finally get down to the exactly what happened that day, you're going to find that there were some things that they missed. It's just a terrible situation. And I kind of really don't want to be an armchair quarterback like all these other people have been.
Right.
Because, I've seen a lot of situations on the street that have gone south really quick without even knowing exactly what happened or how did it go that far. So I kind of want to take a step back and just say, unless you've walked a mile in those people's shoes, I'll tell you, you were a fireman, and I will tell you that I never wanted to go into a burning building. So you guys have my utmost respect because you would put on those suits, grab those hoses and go.
Yep.
And I just would kind of like, go get them, guys, because having seen burns and felt the intense heat and all those different things that I have in law enforcement, you guys are the heroes. So,
well, let me just tell you something. We kind of got you back because when we had a hazardous material incident, we tell the cop to go up there by the front of the tanker and shut the road down. If he keeled over, then we know we had a problem. Okay, listen, Jim, I want to thank you very much. The book is God's Unseen Plan. GodsUnseenPlan.com is the website. Jim Howard's his name. You can get his information over there, and maybe some of you churches that are listening, you could use his services. Thank you very much, Mr. Jim. All right, Jim Howard. And I'll be right back with Colonel Kevin Wright. Retired Army. Don't go anywhere.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved.
I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, what the right after this is this portion of the program is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Also, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And for you folks listening to me outside the state of Florida, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 and ask some questions. They can send you material. They can send you pieces and parts, whatever it is you need. That's part of what they do. Or you can stop by Jill and the gang and see them in the store by going to 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And thank you very much, Colonel, for sticking around. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Captain.
Now, I got quite a bit just talking with Mr. Howard about his book, because I've always wondered, and we had a lot of people over the weekend, and you heard them just like I did, why didn't they storm the school? Why didn't they just break down the door? Ah! I think we just heard the answer, didn't we?
Yeah, I think that suggested a lot. There's a lot of armchair quarterbacks whenever something like this happens. I mean, it's pretty plain. There were some mistakes made, but they started talking about the mistakes, talking about the doors and all that. I mean, within minutes of this gaining national attention, and that's almost never useful. And first reports are almost always wrong. I mean, that's true in combat, and it's certainly true in the combat that goes on in our schools, which is pretty much an accurate description of what goes on when you have an incident like this. But, yeah, the truth is always somewhere in between. So we'll discover, and we are discovering, where there were things that were done that were correct, and there may have to be adjustments to certain ways that we do things, but first reports are almost always wrong, and we'll discover that. And yeah, clearly, I think maybe there were some folks that may have shown a little bit more fortitude in there, but I think listening to him was useful to Jim, because it does put a different light on this. And, you know, until you've walked a mile in their shoes, you can't honestly say, well, this is right or this is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's true. And the other thing is, this book, God's Unseen Plan, godsunseenplan.com, the website, the author's name is Jim Howard. He's a former police officer, 38 years. And he's an instructor now at the Firearms Academy, which is impressive, because he's the guy that's teaching these gentlemen not to just run in and start guns a-blazing stuff, right?
Yeah. You know, there's two things, and I know we kept it on topic here, but either by reading the book or if I was to meet Jim in person, is, one, what was that event that led him to lose his faith at the young age of 16? And what was it that made it? Was it a gradual comeback, or was it another series of events in his life that led him to recapture his faith? I'd like to know that sometime. We didn't have enough time to go on that, and it was a little bit off the topic.
No, but, he's going to be on with Bill Bunkley. He's going to get more time with Bill Bunkley. He'll have it taken care of over there, I'm sure.
All right.
Yeah, my segments are different than Bill's are. So there.
Oh yeah, I understand that. That's what occurred to me when he first said that at the beginning. But no, absolutely. We talked about, I think, the stuff that's most germane to America's Third Watch for sure.
What do you think about Nancy Pelosi's husband who ignored a stop sign before crashing into another car and being arrested for a DUI?
Well, talk about first reports not having the full story. It was a day or two later before we discovered that there was involved in an accident.
Right.
Because, I mean, first report, we thought, well, he just got pulled over, and they said, hey,
what I thought.
He's got alcohol in his breath, let's do a breathalyzer. And, oh, guess who this guy is? No, it wasn't that at all. It ran a stop sign, ran into another vehicle, and, of course, from Nancy's perspective, it's all a personal thing. And I guess to a certain extent that's true, but she had to apply that same principle elsewhere. But the bottom line is, hey, we have incidents like this, running the red lights, drinking while driving. They're all tragic. We're lucky that nobody was killed. And hopefully we don't find out today. Yes, yeah, there was a small shot. No, I don't think that's going to happen. But, yeah, the fact that, and I don't think there's any evidence anybody trying to cover up because of who he was. But it is funny how it takes inquisitive minds in the media didn't immediately run this down and question of it and just let her get away with the media. Say, eh, it's personal. We don't want to talk about it. But quite honestly, in the big scheme of things, I'm less interested and what's going on with Nancy's husband than the crazy stuff that she's doing as the third in line to the presidency, for crying out loud. That's what's scary to me.
And here's something final that I want to talk to you about here. I don't know if you heard this or not, but from a fisherman's standpoint here, this is really far out. But Biscayne Bay, you know where that is, right?
Uh-huh.
Fish being caught off the Florida coast in Biscayne Bay are now testing positive for pharmaceuticals.
Talk about the long arm of Big Pharma.
What on earth? What on earth?
All this stuff. Yeah.
I mean,
unbelievable.
What do you think's going on? They're dumping stuff out there?
It makes you wonder. I mean, we all our conversation here in Florida has been about red tide and finding the source of that and what it is that we human beings can do to alter that, not reduce that, and deal with that. And we create all this technology to filter out that stuff out on the water, and then along comes this. But I mean, you look at our, you know, you talk about our environmental concerns. You look at the environment on our streets of our suburbs and our urban areas, and as it reaches out into our rural areas, and all the crap that nobody seems to have a concern with, you know, hypodermic needles, the drugs that we put in our body, mm-hmm. and all the and stuff like that. And it makes you wonder. The truth is, I don't know, but I've got an inquiring mind, and it makes me very curious. What does this mean?
I know. Well, Colonel, I appreciate you sticking around today, and we will talk again on Thursday. I'm sure it's going to be a lively conversation again. So have yourself a great day. Stay low.
Yeah, my pleasure, Captain. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. Okay, that's our friend, Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright, Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and also host of Military Matters. It's a program that I've been on a few times. So there you go. Now, without further ado, we are going to get into a conversation, or we're going to have 60 seconds with, anyway, a conversation. And here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. The bottom line is this. Let's recap here. We found out that Comey, Brennan, and Clapper were all on the take trying to sabotage the people, and they all perjured themselves and lied. Okay, so if they were on the take when Obama was there, you know they're on the take now. Okay, that's the other issue. Okay. The bottom line is now you see the left activating the NBA, the Major League Baseball, and they got Kaepernick. Kaepernick ain't going to start, but he's out there because they're trying to get votes. They just fixed the Preakness. They took the winner of the Kentucky Derby off, put in this horse named early voting you never heard of. Okay, that's how corrupt the system is. Okay. If you vote for a Democrat, you're an idiot. I don't care if you're in California, New York. They'll put a hitman on every corner, and they'll go to every school if they have to. These people out there protesting on the George Soros table. Stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Jesus Christ is the only answer to overcome the unholiness of the satanic attacks of Putin and the Democrat Party. In Jesus' name, we take dominion. God bless you, Captain. Peace.
All righty. And then, of course, is Todd in Tampa. Now, we covered a lot of ground today. Never say never on this program. We covered a lot of ground today, and we'll have a lot more to cover tonight. When we come back, we're going to be watching what's going on. Of course, the Lightning will be taking on the Rangers. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. And coming up today, I don't know. We'll see what the Congress is going to do. Or try to do. But you have a great day. God bless America. I'll see y'all tonight, everybody.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.